Than Horror, with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Hey, it is Saturday. This is More Horror Than Horror. And if you're listening to us right now, that means it's 8 o'clock Central Time and the world did not come to an end.
So we're all celebrating, though, dude.
The world has started to come to an end, though.
Because the world's going to come to an end. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fun
that's
days.
That's the start.
What? Macho
Fucking
Man?
Macho Man was just the messenger
of death.
He was Jesus, and he has been called back to heaven yet
when
again.
When you stuff your fucking colon full of Slim Jims.
And anabolic steroids.
You kick over at 58.
Oh, yeah. Give me some beef jerky.
Poor guy.
Oh, what a week, what a week, what a week, what a week, what a week.
The Rapture. Did you watch Rapture movies to prepare for the weekend?
No, because all Rapture movies pretty much suck.
Yeah, but you know, it'll be kind of cool because now we should all take pictures of like our clothing with nobody in it. Just like on, like with, you could have like DVDs surrounding it.
Actually, what I thought of is I went online and I went to the World Clock website, and there's a, and Australia is like the farthest area in the world that's ahead of us
they're
in
alive.
Time. I think they're like something like 14 or 15 hours ahead of us. So right. It's actually Saturday morning there. Or actually, if you're listening to this, it's like Sunday morning there. So I figured, well, fuck, the only thing I got to do is, you know, before I go to bed Friday night is look on the website. And if everybody's walking around in Australia, then, hey, I know it's, you know, good to go. If you go down there and it's ghost town, then you start fucking worrying.
You know where Macho Man was driving, though?
Fucking Australia. Melbourne, dude.
Melbourne rules.
He was trying to turn a kangaroo into some Slim Jim sticks.
I tell you what, though, the weird thing about all that is that if we all took those pictures, like I was going to do a picture where – like I'm sitting there and I just had my shoes and some of my clothes, you know, and there's the Batman cowl laying there on the floor. Mm. Like, you know, I was,
let's
I got
just
sucked
string
away
up
the
your,
rapture.
Let's string up your Thor suit with nothing in it.
And I think we should do that with
they
your,
took put, the Lord
put, we'll put your Valiant Thor jacket down and a couple of shoes.
The only thing that got raptured in my area is my penis because it's no longer there.
What we need to do is we need to, you know what? We should go take a picture in the bathroom of, we'll have Griff's whole outfit laying on the bathroom floor. And a damn Rue Morgue magazine on the floor.
Nobody wants to see my dingle.
with midstream feces sprayed all over the seat.
I'm glad I remembered to wash my ass tonight.
Oh, Lord. Oh, are we talking about that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I didn't even bother washing my balls. I figured, fuck it, it's the Rapture. They're going to take me. They're taking me with all my glory.
I'm going to show up clean. So it doesn't matter. Oh, where do we want to begin at?
Goodness.
Should we go through the new issue of Horror Hound?
We should. We've got good copies here.
Or should we go over news? I have some good news. Some news you might be interested in.
What?
News? You ready for some news?
Let's do it.
Some GNUs.
Some good GNUs.
Good
GNUs with Gary GNU.
Isn't that awesome? I remember that shit. I'm proud of you. The Great Space Coaster.
Yeah. Watched it every morning before I went to school on Channel 41.
The Great
41.
Space Coaster, climb on board.
I watched G.I. Joe.
That was cool, too.
This was the only good news, you know, there's plenty of news out there. Just fucking pick a website and go read. But anyway, this news I found kind of interesting. Scorpion presents Katrina's Nightmare Theater. Scorpion Releasing proudly presents Katrina's Nightmare Theater, a new line of horror DVDs hosted by actress and former WWE, now TNA star Katrina Leigh Waters.
What?
As she introduces a series of cult films, many of them for the first time on DVD.
How'd they choose her?
I don't know.
Lottery?
I don't really care who's announcing them. I just like the movies that they're doing.
Cool. What are they doing? What are they bringing out?
All right.
House on Haunted Hill.
See the bewitching Katrina
Carnival
introduced.
Of Souls.
See the bitch.
See the bitch. See the bitch run. Oh,
see
yeah.
the bewitching Katrina introduce such horror classics as...
Give me a Slim Jim.
The House on Sorority Row, Final Exam, and The Incubus.
Ooh.
Some of them in new high-definition film transfers with new extras.
I'd like to see House on Sorority Row that way.
Also, this is why I decided to
in 3D
print this off, because it's actually two movies. One that me and Tim are quite fond of. Actually, two of them that me and Tim are quite fond of. Also, for the first time on DVD, such films of the 80s horror favorites as Humongous, The Carpenter, starring Wings, Hauser,
the uncut Rice, version. I hope it's uncut.
Yeah. The Human Experiment, starring Linda Hayes, American Nightmare with Michael Ironside, and The Devil Within Her.
Oh my!
Oh Lord. Yeah, maniac midget run amok movies.
That's what we need. To
starring
do.
Joe Collins, The Twin Terrors of Mark of the Cane, Nothing But the Night. Starring John Gregg, Christopher Lee, and Peter Cushing. Each DVD will have a play with or without Christina's intros and closing segments, and some will have audio commentaries with the filmmakers moderated by Katrina. All DVD sleeves will feature a reversible cover. First Wave will be released in September, just in time for Halloween. The new DVDs coming each month through March.
You know what I want? I want them to include no-dos for Humongous.
Humongous is awesome.
God. Yeah, you're mean as hell to other movies, but you say that's awesome, man. That's awesome. All right,
great.
if you really need a video
it's got
sleeping
the coolest
pill,
cover art.
It does, but God, really?
I got a copy of it. I bought, man, it's so fucking dark. It was just a VHS transfer, you know.
Just poop.
DVD releases.
Yeah, let's go with those.
Bloodbath, 1966, MGM Fox, Burn Witch Burn, MGM Fox. Those are the DVD-Rs. They're not going to really give you anything other than just the movies themselves. So if you want to spend the $16.99 to buy one, have at it, or you can just pick one up for $5 at your local Comic-Con or your local
convention. You know, they should just drop those down to $10. It would really be worth it then, and we'd be more apt to buy them.
Deep Red, new special edition from Blue Underground on both DVD and Blu-ray. Diabolic, 1955, the new special edition Blu-ray Criterion is out.
Diabolic.
And from Hen's Tooth, the 1972 made-for-TV movie classic Gargoyles.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
You were very excited about that.
I was all hopped up and ready to go.
Hope you can find it. Did you find it?
I found it.
Where'd you find it?
Hastings.
I'm going to kick you in the face.
He bought all 13 copies they had.
He probably had one.
And then Code Red released Schoolgirls and Change.
How many copies do they have of that? Gargoyles. What? They just have one
they
of
had
those?
Two.
Did they? All right, well, then I don't
know.
Hey,
on the news front, or what do you got? You got any more releases coming
up? Just Schoolgirls and Chains is on a double disc with Terror Circus from Code Red.
What is this horse shit we were talking about? And Amanda was saying Carrie?
I don't
Why
know
Why are they fucking making remaking Carrie again?
I didn't even know there was. Who knows?
They already did it with
Angela
Bettis.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Why does Stephen?
Because somebody
King
threw money.
He needs.
Fuck, who cares money?
He doesn't own the rights.
He doesn't give a fuck.
I think someone else owns the rights.
Fuck, so the publishing house probably owns the rights to Carrie.
Yeah, that or the studio. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Are they going to make it all Twilighty like the new Fright Night?
It'll all be emoed out.
Well, you saw the Rage Carrie too. That was a little emo.
But that was actually pretty decent.
I liked it. Okay, it was just a little emo.
Dude. But you can pick them both up now.
There's only fucking one Carrie, man.
Well, yeah, but you can watch
polka dotted.
Yeah, that's
ginger.
That's the one that Europe sings about, right, Tim?
It's a sweet little polka dotted ginger.
Mary. Little evil ginger girl.
I want to get my marker out and just connect the dots every time I watch it.
Anyway, to kind of go along with the DVD release motif, I guess we could go ahead and say some highlights coming up. You want to know some highlights coming up on the DVD market?
Hell yeah.
I Saw the Devil.
It's out on
DVD.
I saw it. It's beautiful.
Mother's Day is coming out on DVD, re-release on Blu-ray and DVD on June 7th. Blue Underground's releasing The Nesting on Blu-ray and DVD.
Why?
Zombie Holocaust. Blu-ray. I guess this is a Blu-ray slash DVD edition.
Dr. Butcher, baby.
So it's both in. I wonder, is it supposed to have the Dr. Butcher cut?
Yeah.
In it?
So I think it does.
You're going to have the Dr. Butcher movie and then the added in Zombie Holocaust. It's a
double whammy.
It's supposed to have a reversible cover and stuff, right?
As far as I know.
That'll be sweet.
Some of the other highlights, all the Alien movies are out now on Blu-ray.
They were all out before as that set.
But now you can buy them individually.
Yeah. And did you notice that it's actually more money to buy them individually than it was to buy
them
in a set?
It always is, yeah.
Golly.
Because I was actually looking at that on the James Bond. If you buy the complete James Bond box set, it's like, oh, it's only like almost $300.
Right.
But if you buy them in the volumes, you can pick them up for like $25 a volume.
Right.
And get them for practically close to nothing. And
well,
it's
the Aliens
same.
Is reverse. The Aliens is like $22.99 or $24.99, depending on where you see them. But the box set was like $50.
Right.
Like, what are you guys doing? I noticed also that they announced that, you know, that everyone's kind of excited about the Star Wars box set, and I'm just throwing that in there for some of the people who may enjoy Star Wars. I know you're not a big fan.
But, I love Star Wars. I'm excited for it.
He's all excited, man.
I know you didn't like the first three, though, you know, and they're all six.
I liked the second and the third one.
Right, so did I.
And the only thing that I took away from the first one that I really liked was the underwater scene with the big fish.
That
and
was
the,
sweet.
And the pod race.
And I liked the fight with Darth Maul. It was just too fast. I thought that was pretty nice. Well, all of those, if you go through Amazon or certain stores, you can get them for $79.99. The list price is $140, but they're dropping them down to like $79.99 for the box set.
I think that's one of those things that I'll get.
Oh yeah,
but I'll just wait for it because you know they're going to come out and be tons of them used.
Well, that there's that Darth Vader helmet version, which is limited to whatever.
Oh, is there
limited? Very limited.
Yeah. See, I think they ought to do it instead of like a Darth Vader helmet. They ought to do a Death Star.
That'd be cool too.
Would be a lot better, you know.
I like the Darth Vader helmet though. You know how I am. I'm like, it'll light up. It'll make sounds. Well, yeah. It'll be awesome. It'll be kind of like this.
Most impressive.
To spend $140 on my ugly mug again. did I say Diabolik was out on DVD?
You did. Sorry to interrupt.
The Right is out on DVD now,
and it's still PG-13.
Is it?
They didn't release it as a.
They were supposed to release the uncut, and they didn't.
Did anybody see that? Was it worth a shit?
I haven't seen it. Twilight Zone Season 4 is out on Blu-ray. May 31st looks like the Clockwork Orange Digibook Blu-ray. Cat and Nine Tails from Lucio Fulci. Legend is going to be out on Blu-ray.
Finally. Cat and Nine Tails is Argento.
Is it? No, there's a... What's the... Oh, Black Cat's
the Black Fulci. Cat is Fulci.
Never mind. June 7th brings us Burial Ground on Blu-ray.
Mommy.
With the mega mutant midget man titty fighting scene. My most favorite scene of horror.
That's what we need to have, man.
Rubber.
Instead of that gal, we need to have a crazy little midget host. All our favorite.
June 21st, Dino Croc versus Super Gator on DVD and Blu-ray.
Just in time for the holidays.
That's about it for right now. So, I guess is there supposed to be an unrated European version of Torso? I think that's coming.
Yeah, that's supposed to be coming. But the problem with that is sometimes they get an announced date and then they push them back and push them back and push them back.
Some other movies that MGM is releasing, I guess, in their limited edition collection, which is their DVD-ADR bullshit. Edgar Allan Poe's Buried Alive, Queen of Blood, The Black Sleep, and Daughters of Satan. So, but everybody's doing that now. It's all like fucking DVDR bullshit. And they don't even have a main page for them.
Man, I was all excited to watch that video Dead on Instant Watch.
I got that movie on video.
Holy Nazi.
fuck was
Third
that?
Third Reich.
Ooh, yeah.
Sons of bitches. All righty. If anybody, the new issue of Horror Hound is on newsstands now, so if you're a fan of the Horror Hound, which I am.
1981.
The Horror Hound tribute to 1981, and the video spotlight this week is Embassy Entertainment. So if you remember the Vaughn Video days, Embassy is the company that's highlighted in this month's issue. Movies, what'd you watch this week?
Well, definitely the highlight was I Saw the Devil.
Good.
After that, everything else pretty much stunk up the joint. Got my VH copy of The Pit and watched The Pit.
Pit. I need to watch that one. Get it back to you.
Bigfoots and autistic kids. Perverts. Old ladies.
In wheelchair.
A lot of lunacy going on in that fucking thing.
Lunacy. I watched The Dorm That Dripped Blood. I was quite disappointed. It's not as good as I remember.
You've been waiting.
I enjoyed it.
You've been waiting on that sumbitch for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? The uncut version's nice to have. I had watched the Canadian release with it was cut. And
cranks.
It's a big difference.
It was only cut by 4 minutes.
Yeah, but that's a big difference in blood, man.
The only good part was where he knocked the shit out of the guy in the head with the fucking ball bat with the fucking nail in it.
I liked all of it. I liked the drill through the head thing. I liked it all, man. You know, that movie brings back a lot
of
good memory.
I mean, the whole fucking prim. I mean...
Well, hell, man, you could go see Scream 4.
What'd you think of that ending of I Saw the Devil, Todd?
Oh, that was bad, wasn't it?
Wasn't that beautiful?
I loved it. Another abomination I watched was, like I said, I got the second one on DVD, and for some reason, I remember when I watched it, I really enjoyed it, but I couldn't remember why. I'd never seen the first one, was Unnameable, and it was an H.P. Lovecraft, kind of a short story.
Right.
And just a complete waste of time. I was like, really? There was just no explanation of the origin other than the fucking mother gave birth to this mutant demon thing. And the guy
took the Asian approach to their monsters.
I don't know. And the fucking acting was horrible.
They sprang out of a seashell in the ocean.
I'm going to have to go back and watch the second one now because I'm thinking, like, I enjoyed the second one when I watched it.
Yeah.
Because I was looking for the first one on DVD, but it's never been released on DVD.
It's probably $200.
Probably. But now I know why it was never released on DVD. So I'll probably have to go back and watch the second one again just to remember if I'm fucking losing my mind. Oh.
And what other random Lance Hendrickson movie did we watch this week? There's usually one in our stack, isn't there?
I didn't watch any Lance Hendrickson movies this week. That was all last 2 weeks doing the fucking Bigfoot.
Our Bigfoot spree we went through.
I want to give a shout out. I want to talk about podcasts for a while. I don't know if anybody out there is into downloading podcasts or listening to podcasts, but obviously you are somewhat if you're listening to Jackalope Radio and you're listening to us on Saturday nights. But through the work week, I like to go and listen to different podcasts or download podcasts on my iPod because, you know, what else am I going to do for 8 hours but stand there and work but listen to podcasts? Well, anyway, ran across a podcast called Mondo Movies, and it's by a couple of guys from England who do it, and it's interesting because they're horror fans, but then they're also movie fans, and I'm talking like every genre across the board, Schindler's List. You know, they talk about
Beethoven's Second,
Gone with the Wind, you know, and the thing I like about it is they're in London, so they give you the European versions of what they're seeing, and they also compare it to the American versions, or they'll even introduce you to films that aren't even released in the United States, but you know, it kind of gives you a you know, something to go off of to go out and search beyond, you know, these movies that you're talking about. But if anybody has a chance, go to iTunes to podcast and type in Mondo Movies and just subscribe. And just, I think there's like 60 or 70 episodes, but you can download them all and just listen to like an hour a piece, but they're pretty enjoyable. And like I said, it gives you,
how far back are they archived? Those have been around a while.
I want to say maybe 2 years. I think I'm not for sure how big the archive goes. I know it's like 60 episodes is all that downloaded is all they had. I don't know how they, if they delete some to put some in or however it works, but
right.
But I wasn't, so much impressed with the horror stuff, you know, because, you know, we pretty much seen the same stuff. But, you know, I mean, like Schindler's List, I've never seen that movie. you know. But it's a movie that, you know, just from hearing those guys talk about, I wouldn't mind seeing it, you know, just to kind
of... It sat on top of my stack for a long time, and I kept sliding it back down. I just could never get into the frame of mind to...
But, I mean, you know, and it's interesting. You know, they talk about a lot of French avant-garde stuff, a lot of crime drama, French crime dramas and stuff. And then this is stuff that they're into, you know, their own personal taste, you know, good as long as with the bad films, you know. But it kind of gives you a different approach to films, you know, what you might see bad in a movie, somebody else might see something good in it. And it's kind of cool, you know, it's like, you know, they're pretty much on the same wavelength as everybody else with Halloween too. They still don't know what the fuck is going on, so it's, you know, pretty much a complete turd. But, you know, when they describe, you know, another movie, it's kind of, well, that's kind of an interesting take. I didn't think about it that way. Maybe I'll go back and watch it again, you know.
Right.
So if anybody's out there, I highly recommend that you check them out. It's called Mondo Movies. And then also iTunes. I think we need to try to get on iTunes. We need to get our stuff up there.
Well, you always stream live on iTunes, and I'm trying to get your show put on there for you.
Okay.
So it's not a problem. Well, whatever. I've already got an account there. It's just trying to get them off their butts to do it.
Okay. Well, like I said, whatever it costs monetary-wise, just let us know.
Yeah, I think it's only – I think it won't be too much. So okay.
Well, just let us know, and we'll make sure you get it, cover whatever
no
the cost
problem.
Is.
No problem.
And fruits and cheese biscuits.
Yeah. Fruits and cheese biscuits.
And lips.
You want to do TC's questions?
Questions of the week.
Let's do some questions.
Hold on, we got to play his theme song here.
TC. I do the TC.
First off, TC, you're a motherfucker this week. You bastard.
You're taking us down the hole!
Why couldn't you send us some easy fucking questions? Jesus Christ, you're killing us here. Oh.
Ask me what my favorite part of Evil Dead is.
Yeah, let's just take out
the entire movie.
Let's just rewrite these questions, TC, can we?
Let's do it. We're gonna rewrite.
I got these questions Monday, and I looked at them, and I sent Tim a text message. I was like, TC's questions are up on the art or on the forum.
And you know
page.
What he heard? Fucking crickets.
Yeah, I heard crickets. I checked the archives, no answer. Because I usually wait for Tim to answer them, and then I'll go back and reformat them so it's all like a continuous post, so it's easy to follow. Yeah, Tuesday, no reply. Wednesday, no reply. Thursday, no reply. Talked to him tonight. Son of a bitch, did you see the fucking... Yeah, I seen him. All right, here we go.
I was busy drinking for Bin Laden.
So, unfortunately, TC, these questions aren't going to be posted in the forums because we're going to answer them live on the show for you. What was your opinion of the Friday the 13th remake? Me, one word, sucked ass, walked out.
That's more than one word, Griff.
Suck ass.
I said sucked ass.
Suck ass, walk
sucked
out.
Ass. Sucked ass. Sucked ass.
That's a one word. That's a Griff word. Suck ass, walk out.
Sucked ass is two words.
Griff
sucked.
Angry. Griff no light. Griff walk out.
I know. I'm suck going,
out.
Hold on.
Suck ass, walk out. Suck out, walk out.
Actually, to be honest with you, I got up to the first set of killings.
And then the Christmas lights
and then,
come on.
And then I looked at the fucking hole in the wall saying, well, his mom's head's in the wall. This disheveled fucking cabin in the middle of nowhere. There's fucking candles in one room that's probably enough to set a small city ablaze.
Come on, you know, Jason's
over,
a bath salt guy.
The next
man.
Fucking
he puts
room
his candles
over
on.
Is fucking Christmas time. It's like the fucking Island of Misfit Toys. I'm like, who's paying the fucking light bill in the middle of nowhere in a fucking cabin?
His mom.
Jason's
and then
an electrician.
The fucking logo hit the screen, and I was like, I'm out. I'm going to go sit in the car and fucking smoke cigarettes.
That was my favorite of the series.
What, the remake?
Like it was.
Fuck's sake.
Freddy versus
fucking
Jason.
Jason running around in a fucking smoking jacket. Fuck, with his long blonde locks.
You know what I'm trying to figure out is, I wish someone would find the original negative, or at least the footage from the Beekler one, because I actually liked the way Jason looked in the New Blood, you know, part 7. I love the way he looked. It was my favorite look of the whole thing because he looked like kind of like Eddie, you know, from Iron Maiden. But then the kills were amazingly gory. I mean, I've seen them. When I was at the con, John Beekler showed them to us, you know, there. Right. So I know they exist, but all they could dig up was this crap VHS that they stuck on. And they keep re-releasing these discs telling us that it's the definitive versions. Whatever, right? I do like part 3 too, though.
Who was the hottest woman in the Friday the 13th series?
Betsy Palmer.
That's what
you know,
I said.
You know
man.
What I want to say?
That's what I said.
No. Betsy Palmer's fucking head in the second one was the hottest fucking chick. Just give me the fucking head on the table and we'll call it.
Everyone back. Liked the chick in the third one, the brunette. What was her name?
I can't
Victim
remember.
Number four.
Yeah. No, man, she's a survivor. Everyone liked her.
Oh, you mean the one that showed her tits?
No, she didn't show anything. No.
Which one?
She was a chaser. That's the
easier
why she
one.
Lived.
That's the easier one. Which didn't show their tits?
Yeah. That's right, yeah. That movie could have been great. You know, and I tell you what, when I saw it in 3D, I loved everything about it. It was awesome 3D.
Who was the fat chick that had the mask?
That was a dude, and that was in part five. That was a dude in part five, always eating a goddamn Snicker bar.
Corey Feldman, that was my favorite girl in the series.
Jeez. Part four.
Little small-chested bald girl.
Little Tommy Jarvis.
Little Tommy.
God damn. And you know, the bad thing about it is, Friday the 13th movies are okay. I mean, I don't have nothing against them.
I enjoy them.
I mean, for what they are.
A lot of people love them. A lot of people
except part five because Jason's not in it, and part eight because it was a love boat.
What? I like the outer space one. I liked him in this fucking astronaut suit.
The George Jetson fucking.
The love boat.
What was the most overrated and underrated movie to the Friday the 13th franchise?
Overrated was the new one.
Christ's sake.
Underrated was
my
probably...
My fucking head hurts from these fucking questions, TC. Damn you!
Maybe the fourth one, guys, because really the final chapter, even though it wasn't the final chapter, it's kind of underrated because it's actually a pretty well-made movie.
It should have stopped at four. I know it wasn't going to stop at four.
There's got to be more. There's going
to
be more.
I know that, but I'm saying, though, if you want to take the story to its pinnacle and then end it, it should have been
four.
Well,
a good director. Joseph Zito's a pretty kick-ass director, you know? Even though the effects were all cut out of it. We got the dry as a bone version.
I don't really know the overrated, underrated. I mean, they're all... Other than the first one for originality at the time that it was released, really...
The first one scared the fuck out of me, dude. That ending is beautiful.
You know, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, though.
Hey, fuck, you couldn't end a movie better. You know? I remember watching that on HBO, and I...
And the second one...
There was a big brown stain on my dad's love.
The second one works... The second one works well because, you know, they're introducing the new character, and it's, you know, all right.
The second one?
Yeah.
Yeah, except for he looks like Elephant Man.
Yeah, but I mean... But given what he's got, I mean, you would expect it.
The gunny sack was cool.
And the problem with the second one, every single kill was completely pulled from Twitch of the Death Nerve. Did you notice that? Right. That was free. Well, Bay of Blood.
Well, Twitch of the Death Nerve was the
precursor.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
But, I mean, they took
it
kill for kill.
Burning. The fucking boat floating around, and I mean...
Yeah, the Burning was the most underrated of that series.
That's right.
The Burning. There's your answer, TC.
Hatchet.
The Burning.
Hatchet and Hatchet, too.
And it had better broads in it.
There's your question. The
most Jason Alexander with hair.
That's burning. Awesome. That's frightening right there.
Go get the Burning, TC. Send us some Burning questions. Bastard.
Which clothes did you like Cropsy in?
Which was the most underrated Nightmare on Elm Street?
Oh, fuck. Let's not even get him started on that one. No, we love you, TC. That's why we answer your questions. Fucking give me a headache for 5 days straight looking at that on my screen. I was like, really? Are you fucking kidding me? Three Friday the fucking 13 questions. Christ's sake. Made me cry. And fucking Tim split his fucking wig. Silence. I thought he was mad at me.
I do like that music, though. Boy, they nailed it on that one.
This one here.
Throw on a little Friday the 13th music, man. That's what we need.
Yeah. People are going to get tired of this fucking Rick Ashley bullshit.
Hey, man, it's your theme song.
Where are we at on time?
It's about time for a break, but you got a few minutes.
Okay. Well, let's save our other segment till after the break. We'll just bullshit around.
We'll fuck around. We've got a more organized second half.
Yeah. No fucking Friday the 13th questions. Bastards. Fucking cock asses.
Cockers?
Oh, yeah.
You got about 35 seconds for
35
break.
Seconds.
Slip into a Slim Jim.
Fucking split a wig. Oh, fuck.
Break time, bitches.
We'll be back.
Join us.
If you're feeling down, depressed, and lonely, I know a place where we can go. way to Acacia Avenue. To do their piece, you can't tell her that you know me. You might even die free. So anytime you're down the east end, don't you hesitate to go. You can't take my honest word for it.
Alrighty, well, earlier tonight I was talking to Tim about a new little thing that we're going to add to the show, and I ripped this off from the guys at the Mondo Movies podcast, so...
Shh, you're not supposed to tell them that.
I'm giving them credit. I got to give them credit, because I don't want to be the guy on the web pages that people are talking about. But anyway, this is how it goes. Each week, I'm going to give Tim a movie of mine that I've seen that he hasn't seen, and in reverse, he's going to give me a movie that I haven't seen that he has, and we're going to call it homework. And then on the following week, we're going to come back in, and we're going to discuss what the other person gave that person to watch.
Finally.
I want to give you guys both a movie to watch called For Your Height Only. Have you seen this?
Yes, I have.
It's isn't got that the little, awesome? Wing Wing?
Wing Wing in it.
Isn't that great?
It's on a two-disc thing, isn't it, with the fucking
I just got it on
Mondo Movies. I think you could actually get it. It's got like another... Tiger something.
Oh, yeah, that's on there. You're right, yeah, you're right.
Tiger Chan something something.
Yeah, that's great, yeah.
But anyway.
High kicking and low kicking.
Yeah. Wing Wing. That's the one where he's like the little midget James Bond.
Ding ding.
Tink, tink.
It's awesome.
Tink, tink. Tink, tink. Tink, tink.
Anyway, so starting off the whole homework thing, I gave Tim a copy of Squeal to
and
watch.
And I'm going to give Griff a copy of The Crying Game.
Yeah. Yeah. No, actually, I told Tim I would watch I Saw the Devil.
Starts you out easy.
And that's not fair, though, because Tim, you know, Tim's giving you something awesome.
I'm giving something awesome to Tim.
Well, Squeal's okay, but it's kind of weird.
Well, that's why I gave it to Tim. But anyway, so join us next week.
It'll go right along with my Thor with Richard Grieco and Kevin Nash. Chunka kunka king kong. The almighty Thor.
The almighty.
Have you seen that nugget from Asylum?
Yeah, what's up with that guy's do? He looks like Tom Petty up on the cover.
What about that fucking hammer?
I'm a God of Thunder.
All right. Anyway.
Hey, has anyone found the Sledgehammer movie? You know, it got released. Speaking of new releases, it was released
the TV
already.
Series Sledgehammer?
No, that movie.
The shot on video horror film Sledgehammer.
That terrible, kind of cool movie for
Shit,
some
the
reason.
The series was awesome, man. I fucking watched it.
Why do we even
non-stop?
Like that movie? That Sledgehammer movie. You like that movie, Griff?
To me, it reminded me of fucking Truth or Dare.
Yeah. Well, except for Truth or Dare's shot on 16mm. Yeah,
but it still had
Killing
that same.
Spree and Truth and Dare, man. I can watch them any fucking day
me
of
too.
The week. I love
Asbestos Felt.
Tim Ritter, Betty.
Yep.
The rules.
All right. Well, anyway, if any of you guys have been to the forums pages, and if you haven't, I highly suggest that you do so now.
Please.
While listening to the show. And ask
us questions that don't have hockey players. Yeah.
One other thing, Griff. Blood-sucking Nazi zombies. They did have that at Hastings.
It's Oasis of the Zombies.
It's not Oasis. It's Zombie Lake. Isn't
no.
it Zombie Lake?
It's,
oh,
it's Oasis of the Zombies.
Okay.
And you can get it.
It's called Schindler's List.
You can get it on Amazon for like $3 brand new under the Euro Shot Collection.
Right, right, yeah. From Image, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not worth anything.
It's not worth any of that, no.
That's what I'm going to tell Griff. I'm just
if you want,
I'm going to put a new cover on Schindler's List and just tell him it's Nazi zombies.
It's pretty. It's a lot better than Zombie Lake by far, but it's
well,
not,
I don't
not
know. They're kind of equal.
Only thing you need is shockwaves. Just get shockwaves and you're done.
Well, dead Snow.
The Invisible Dead. Remember that one with the They're
keep,
all that
the
good.
Keep.
Alrighty. Anyway, on the forum pages, we have listed our top 20 films of all times. Now, I know in the past episode, we kind of ho-hummed around and kind of mentioned that. But anyway, it took me almost a week to actually think about the top 20 films. Now, my top five are always my top five. They're never going to change. 6 through 20 are in sporadic order. I don't care. Not more than the other. They're just.
I think it's probably just 20. What I throw in more than anything else.
Probably, but a lot of them are the core films that, you know, no matter what, I have always gone back to those movies and enjoyed them the 15th or 30th time compared to the first time I've seen them. So I figured we'd go through and just kind of round out an episode just talking about the top 20 of each of them. And I think a couple of them I looked over, I think we kind of match. Not exactly where they're numbered, but I think we had like three or four that we matched pretty close on liking. So, my number 20 all-time favorite film comes in as Trick or Treat. And that's not the...
The good one?
That's not the...
The Rob Zombie remake.
No. That's not the the Rat Man.
Mark Price
when that's
as a headbanging maniac.
That's the anthology, the newest one.
Where did you put it? You put it above that?
What?
The good Trick or Treat.
That is a good Trick or Treat.
With Mark Price.
Fuck that piece of shit. That movie ain't
That's Sammy Kerr, baby.
Nah, fuck that. That ain't no Trick or Treat.
Kill everyone. Kill everyone.
It's good, but not my top 20.
I remember loving it when I was in junior high, but it pissed me off the last time I watched it. Mark Price just needed to be shot in the face.
Mark Price just reminded me of an older version of the kid from The Gate.
He was fucking Family Ties, man. That's all I remember him with. Skippy. That's all that motherfucker is to me. And I was too busy looking at old Bateman to... He just took up camera time. I'm like, fucking get out of the movie.
Get off it.
Get off the set. Let me look at Bateman.
But I just think Trick or Treat is the perfect holiday movie.
Well, and it was one of those that finally lived up to the 2 years of hype.
Yeah. And was just
and makes
blown
perfect
away.
Fucking there's you no know. Reason why that thing sat on a shelf for 2 years.
Yeah, I agree 100%. What's your 20?
Return of the Living Dead.
Yes. Classic. Classic.
And again, you know, like you said, my
but I have it on
20,
my,
20 through 6. Yeah. I mean,
and
it's just
and I have it as number 19, you know, so right. it's
they
in
rotate
there.
Around.
Yeah. My number, like I said, 19 is Return of the Living Dead, so I'm going to skip over that. But anyway, my number 18, The Fun House, Tobe Hooper. Fucking classic. Just a it mm-hmm. combines everything you like in a horror movie. You got the monster, the fun house, carnival settings.
Great settings, you know, the whole way through.
Yeah, and who doesn't like to see the fucking killer of the movie getting jerked off? You know,
by a bearded just, lady.
Yeah. You know, I mean, fucking the killers have sexual urges too. You know, they're only human.
Look at Joe Spinelli.
Yeah, no shit. Talk about a man that desperately needed a hand job. Oh, what you got for 18?
18 would be one of the many Jeffrey Combs movies that I love and that were in my top 20, and that would be Reanimator.
Reanimator.
For some reason, I don't think I put Abominable in there, but it could have very well made it into that list.
You know, I
along
like,
with Castle Freak and
I like Reanimator. I just not didn't make my 20 list.
You know, again, you go back to severed heads needing their urges.
But that gurgling thing to me got old after a while. That you know, it just
he was floating around in a fucking pool of strawberry jelly for fucking an hour and a half, man.
Flip flop. My number 17. Was a movie that I got to see at the, well, when it was released, and it was just one of those movies I sat there in the seat when it was over with thinking, it's the greatest fucking movie ever made, which at the time it was.
It was.
But, you know, since then a lot more of it has come, but just one of those movies that I looked at and was like, wow, this is just really cool the way it started, you know, from start to finish, everything was just, and it's always a go-to movie, and that's Creepshow. Yep. I mean, just classic King, classic Romero, you know, just the way it's all set up. It's all formatted like a comic book, the animation, the way it's shot, the crazy colors, and all just all time around good time. I mean, just one of those, you know, never.
And a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Good dark black humor to it. And,
you know, seriousness.
Crazy
you
gore.
Know, you got the Father's Day, you got the crate, you know, but then it's also broken up with the meteor one, you know, and then you got the comic humor at the end with mm-hmm. the bugs and just so good. You
see,
know?
And being the
and it,
the
and it's not, it doesn't get boring, you know. I mean, yeah, the fucking Tide one is a little, you know, dry, but, you know, they don't last
the roaches,
long.
Though, man. Being the, being the one thing I hate, man. I get goosebumps every time I watch that fucking.
What you got?
Number 17, I actually have The Invisible Man.
Invisible Man, classic Universal and monster movie.
Again, I could just listen to the audio track
Professor
of that and just listen
Griffin.
To the rains.
But the thing
that
makes The Invisible Man is the fucking old woman that, you know, and she was in Frankenstein.
Yeah.
You know, she's at the beginning of The Bride of Frankenstein where the monster comes up out of the yeah. windmill. She
oh, just
freaks
classic,
out,
man.
You know.
Classic.
Classic insanity. You know,
yeah, it's just so bizarre, man. Just the whole
premise.
The whole setting of it, man. I just love
Griffin.
It. I love it.
Invisible Man's good times.
And right above it, I mean, I've got at 15, I got Old Dark House. I mean,
yeah,
which any Halloween or Stormy Night, man,
oh,
you
no.
can't go wrong.
And
with
it's
that.
A character movie, you know, simple storyline, but the thing that makes those yeah. movies is the characters, you know. The Femmes, I mean, fucking just, that's insanity. I mean, just her fucking yelling about can't have beds, the whole fucking dinner table scene. If anybody has never seen Old Dark House, go to Amazon and buy it, for God's sakes. Whatever you have, $20, it's Kino released it. It's Karloff's second movie, right after he did Frankenstein, and it is by far probably the second best Karloff movie next to Frankenstein or Bride of Frankenstein, in my opinion. The characters, the femmes are just so over the top. Charles Lawton's in it. The whole atmosphere of the house and the storm and
that's it. That's even what's the beginning, missing. That's what's missing from so much of movies now.
The opening sequence when they're driving the fucking car through the how in the fuck do you even get those old fucking Studebakers and shit? There was no real front wheel drive back then. The fucking tires were only like 2 inches wide. It's like, how in the fuck are you going to drive at some bitch? You know, they're going through rocks and just craziness. But goddamn, it's such a perfect movie. Actually, my number 16 was Burial Ground. So many zombie movies out there. Romero zombie movies, Fulci zombie movies, just endless zombie movies of people here and there. But Burial Ground to me is just meatball zombies. There's nothing extravagant about them, but it's just crazy, over-the-top Italian zombie flick. With the crazy fucking midget man in it who bites his mom's tit was probably the most classic fucking scene of any movie. The first time I remember seeing it when I was a kid, I was sitting there thinking, I was like, did I just watch that fucking kid take a big old chew out of his mom's tit? Not, and that's right after he tries to fuck her in the fucking courting room. And I'm like, what in the fuck is going on with this son of a bitch? But the whole scene where they fucking take the sickle and fucking lop the chick's head off, and they're all playing volleyball with the fucking head, and it's all flopping around, and just classic. Good God, I love that movie. 15 for me is Halloween 3. Probably one of the most underrated horror films of all time.
Yeah, I had it at 13.
If anybody does not like this movie, you're fucking retarded, and I'm telling you that right now.
You're a dumbass.
Just because it ain't got fucking Michael Myers in it, it's not a Halloween movie. Well, go fuck yourself, because that movie's fucking awesome.
Just call it Season of the Witch.
Oh, yeah, they should have.
Make it happen. 14. Another Combs classic, From Beyond.
From Beyond. Good movie. Good movie.
Crampton.
My number 14
Forries.
Was Dark Knight of the Scarecrow. Classic. Again, that movie's just so well done that, I mean, even with the lack of gore, the lack of violence, I mean, it's really not a real, I mean, of course, to today's standards, being on TV, probably some stuff would be cut out, but really not, but just.
Yeah, great, I'm telling you, man, if it could work out, I'd be so up for making that road trip to Kentucky.
And, you know,
they got that whole reunion.
And the end part is just awesome.
Yeah.
You know, the whole little, I'm not even going to mention it. If anybody hasn't seen it, go get Dark Sky. And speaking of Dark Knight of the Scarecrow, 30th anniversary release is coming out from VCI, and it's actually going to be released on Blu-ray. And they actually said that the Blu-ray version is more spectacular than the new release DVD version.
And man, I don't know how much they could.
And it's, they said
more,
it's
beautiful. They could have made
pretty,
it
pretty pristine. But supposedly it's supposed to have a commentary with Larry Drake and everybody on it. So they're working on that right now.
Guess that'll be when I buy a Blu-ray.
My number 13, Shockwaves, classic Peter Cushing.
Shockwaves.
It's even got John Carradine in it. But a classic Nazi zombie movie. Underwater Nazi zombie movie. It's pretty, you know, not really gory, but just kind of eerie to see blonde-haired zombies just come floating to the surface out of nowhere in water. So.
It makes you drool more and more every time we think about that worst-case scenario that never got made.
Actually, it is being made.
Is it?
It's called Frankenstein's Army now. I think they've kind of retooled the name of it. So. And it actually looks, I think you can get trailers. I think they have some of the promo clip trailers kind of floping around. It's actually pretty cool. If anybody gets on YouTube, just type in Frankenstein's Army. And I think they just kind of reworked it a little bit, but it looks pretty interesting. So what did you have for 13?
That was Halloween 3. Okay. I had 13.
My number 12, again, classic. I picked it up on VHS, you know, just merely off of box cover art. You know, I think it was like a dollar bin at one of the video rental stores and fell in love with it instantly, and that's Slaughterhouse. Just big, crazy, fat guy running around squirting and squawking like a fucking hog with a big crazy butcher's knife, you know. And I'm thinking, you know, if you're going to wear a fucking pig's tail as part of your armoire, that's pretty goddamn spectacular.
But, oh, buddy.
Just classic, you know.
But I think that was pretty high on mine, man. I actually had that at number 8.
The, you know, fucking stroking the fucking dead bird and getting pissed off, trying to blow on it to make it fly. And just so much over-the-top shit in that movie. It's just like, really? You know, watching what, am I watching this? He just get pissed off. Him in the fucking cop car squealing around. And brilliant. Number 11, The Beyond, Lucio Fulci. Probably his greatest work, in my opinion. Zombie film.
I had the classic, The Curse.
The Curse is good.
With Wheaton.
That movie's just fucked up.
It is. And not a lot of people know. I mean, I don't know.
It's one of them hidden treasures. It is. Kind of like a guilty pleasure.
I mean, what the fuck is there not to love about that movie?
You know, Fulci worked on that movie, The Curse.
Really?
Yeah, he did some of the effects stuff and some
setups. The chickens? The dripping chicken heads?
I don't know. He did some stuff on there.
That fucking mom, dude, when she's knitting through her hand, they got her out in the...
I thought it was a great movie.
Got her out in the fucking root cellar.
Creepy as fuck, dude. And the sun's all
fucked
up.
What about The Curse, too? The fucking snake head.
They know. I mean, that's... I don't know. Maybe it was just the timing. I seen it, and it just fucking always stuck with me. It's just one of those movies that's always...
And these are... And, you know, if anybody's listening to these movies, you can get any one of these movies off of Amazon for nothing. I know
The Curse for nothing.
Yeah, The Curse was even re-released, I think, about 2 years ago with, what, The Curse and The Curse 2, you know?
I liked Curse 2 also, Guilty Pleasure, with Jamie Farr. You know, that was actually an Italian-made movie. It had nothing to do with Curse, but it was
And there was
cool.
actually a Curse 3.
Yeah, I've got, that wasn't really got, worse. What, Christopher Lee or somebody's in it?
Curse 3 was terrible. Voodoo.
Yeah, the voodoo one, that's a turd.
All right, now we're getting into the top 10, but like I said, the top 5 are the ones that are in stone. 6 to 20 is just pretty much
number 10, I think I'm sure you got third on there somewhere, Deadly Spawn.
You know, Deadly Spawn didn't make my list.
Didn't make your top 20?
It's good. I love it.
Holy shit.
I adorn a tattoo.
You got the zombie.
I know. But Deadly Spawn, I watched it. I enjoyed it. But it's like Slugs. I watched it for the first time, you know, and I really enjoy it. Now, it would be in my top 50 easily, you know. But it's just, you know, the top 20 are just movies that I've gone to at least five times.
If I have a shitty day, just seeing that monster just kind of fucking fart around and how in the fuck did that thing get in the basement? How did it get up the stairs? It got no fucking legs.
It just teethed its way up.
It's just
my number
human centipeded its way up the stairs.
and you know, it takes a lot for me to actually get a creep factor, you know. But my number 10. First time I watched it really creeped me the fuck out. And there is, like I said, there's nothing really gory in it. There's nothing really vile or disgusting, but it's just, again, it's atmosphere and setting that really just creeps me the fuck out. And that's Tourist Trap with Connor, Chuck Connor.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking mannequins. The way they're set up
in
the little funhouse way, and they tilt, and the fucking mouth falls open, or him walking around in the fucking mannequin face with the, you know.
Did you have Maniac in your top 20?
No, I didn't. Maniac didn't even make it.
You talk about some fucked up, creepy scenes.
Well, yeah. You know, anything with mannequins is just fucking. I mean, remember being a kid going through like pennies and shit? They'd have the man, you know, just weird. But Tourist Trap, again, is just one of those movies that when I watched it, it just had this feeling of just eerie fucking just grime on me. It's like, that's just fucking just unsettling, you know? But number 9 for me was Deranged. You know, just so much nastiness in that movie to the part where he's feeding his mom the fucking pea soup and she fucking pukes blood and... To the part where he gets the girl over to the fucking house for dinner and he feeds her fucking soup out of skulls. And she doesn't fucking realize that she's eating fucking soup out of a skull. And the fucking skull is looking at her. You know, I'm just like, the fuck does this movie not, you know, get played
in
more?
In the end, I'm just gonna
gut this chick in the middle of nowhere.
What y'all looking at over there?
You know, just so fucking just vile.
And kind of
a comic relief through it. You know, there were some funny bits, you know, kind of a quirkiness or unsettling part, but...
See, and on the whole end, spectrum from that at number nine, I had Dead Ringers. Cronenberg at his finest.
Dead Ringers.
You talk about a fucked up scene, man.
Now, see, number eight, I had The Old Dark House. So I'm The Old Dark House is on there, but like I said, you know, we just placed them in different orders. But number seven for me, The Howling, probably the best werewolf movie ever made, in my opinion. I remember watching that and just being a complete awestruck, you know, just like, holy fucking shit, this movie's just great.
Yeah.
So I guess we got 3 minutes left already.
Time flies when you're having fun. They're going to have to wait for the top five till next week. You can throw in number
six.
That's
it. See, we're going to cliffhang this sumbitch.
Join us next week.
Okay, where are we
at? We unveil.
We better hurry up and get through
our
top five.
My number six was Day of the Dead. It's by far more superior than Dawn of the Dead. I think the characters are better. So, I think.
Mine was just a single deformed fuck up, but it was It's Alive.
It's Alive. It's a good movie.
Because it never gets old.
It's a movie.
But, mutated babies.
So should we save? We'll save our top
we
five
should.
For next week.
Let's
we'll cliffhanger them.
Cliffhanger. Join us. See how that works?
Join us next week for our top five. or you can go to the forums page and find out what they are early.
And I can guarantee there's not a single Friday the 13th amongst the 10 picks.
So Visit us on Facebook. Visit us at jackaloperadio.com. Visit us at Twitter. I Twitter the twatter once in a while. You can me at Facebook. You can Tim at Facebook. You can Facebook us both at More Horror Than Horror.
I do a menage of Facebook wall.
Yeah. And visit the forum. Visit the other shows on the Jackalope website. Check them out through the week. Todd works hard to keep this thing running, allows us to be goofy for an hour a day, or an hour a week, I guess. So we respectfully thank him for allowing us to be mad.
Give him fruit and cheese.
Curds.
Cheese curds.
Cheese curds.
Veggie bites.
We just adorn him with fucking Batman trinkets every once in a while.
Pumpernickel. He likes pumpernickel.
Like hell, man.
Pumping for a nickel.
Pumpernickel. Jeez.
Pumpernickel.
Pumper for a nickel. You're going to get this one, buddy. I'm going to Rickroll your ass.
Good night.
See you next week for the top five. And check out Mondo Movies Podcast on iTunes, you bitches.
That's right.
And no more fucking Friday the 13th questions, TC, or we're going to fucking clip your nuts. Yeah.
Show's over, bitches.
Bye.